What a photojournalist probably is concerned about mostly is the archival and how to preserve his color negatives or black and white through a period of time. The best solution for that is that I've found out myself personally is putting all my stuff on a photo CD disc. Each disc would hold about between 100 to 125 photographs, which will last over 100 years. I mean, you have a perfect safe method. From the photo CD disc, you can make a print, you could transmit, you could crop, you could do the same as you would do it in larger, which I will explain the way it is done. First of all is the editing. That is the most important part of knowing. For an example, in this particular book, I have 2,500 images. Out of 2,500 images, I probably would select 300 photographs. That would mean three discs. In this picture, I have Truman, Eisenhower, and Johnson, the inauguration, and probably Carter. So what you have to do mainly is to go ahead and edit your negatives. By editing each picture you have, probably are marked. So you can see I have a little mark here that on this roll, I only had one picture that I wanted to save to put on my photo CD disc. You don't want to put everything you have because you want to save the important ones that you think are what you want to keep for your present, to keep for your archival reasons or go through anywhere else. It took me about 2 weeks really to edit all the pictures that I have to put them on a disc, as you see here. Every page, and these have to be done at a professional lab here locally in Detroit, which works with Kodak. The professional lab I do is photo, is media photo imaging. We work directly with Eastman Kodak. And Eastman Kodak, I work with them and how to put them and how to disc. After this is done, I take this album to the lab and direct him exactly what he has to do. What a disc looks like, as you see here, on this particular disc has five different resolutions. Here I have 100 photographs that are on this disc. They come also stored in a little case such as this. They're all numbered, frame numbered, black and white, and color mixed, as you see here. To me, if I look at this first instance, I say, oh, I like picture 15. You look at them. Well, anyway, once it's on a little cradle, such as you have here, you put that into your computer. Now, this computer has a CD-ROM built in, which means I could use all my color photographs and as they come up back into the screen. Soon the computer will analyze and work, as you see here, the picture is still being made. There it comes up onto the screen. It tells me this CD disc is in my computer. So what I want to do to get access, I double click, and that then gives you a program, what I have, what I want to see, whether I want a slideshow or I want to see my photographs. So I bring my cursor up and I double click on photos. Now, each disc has five resolutions for high-quality work. Fifth resolution is if you want to transmit or you want to print, which gives you the best resolution. But a working situation to work faster, you want to get the second resolution, this part right here. Double-click that. What I showed you here is on the screen now. These are all the pictures that come back on your computer, which are long. For an example, if I want to get a picture of the 100th anniversary of the Statue of Liberty, which this would be the number on my disc, that would be number 3, but anyway, I have it on number 3. I bring my cursor on number 3, and I double click. Then, since I have this resolutions, you can see it's working. It has to go through what we call the Adobe Photoshop. This, the Photoshop, is that you can manipulate a work with your pictures. You could enhance them, you could crop them, you could dodge them, you could do whatever you need. The picture now is coming up as you see here on the screen. Now it's a little small, so I want to bring it larger so I can take a look. I zoom in. That brings me the photograph as I see here on my disk. Now, to me, it looks a little weak. What you do, you could go ahead and get your image. I could adjust the brightness or color, or I want to get the brightness and contrast. Now I'm working like you would work on an enlarger. In other words, I want to get a little bit, make it a little darker, bring a little contrast, bring it back, enhance it more. I think that's about right. That's okay. So I double click on okay. Notice the change it has done. See how it enhanced the photograph. Brought it up. Now I could either get a color print, which I will show you the color print from that particular color print as you have from the computer. This is a print that came right out of this computer that was enhanced back from this photograph. What you could do now, you could work like you work on an enlarger. You could go ahead and say, well, I don't want all the fireworks. I want any crop, just a statue. So you could bring back into an area, this crop mark. I bring the crop mark, but notice the dotted lines as I'm going through. I'm cropping. I bring that to where I want it to crop, right there. I want this area enlarged. So you go back where it says edit, bring it down to the crop mark where it says crop. Now this crop will come up on your screen. In other words, I'm working like an enlarger. You want to blow it up a little bit? You could blow it up and enlarge it. You want to bring it back down to where you want it to zoom back out. Now, you could also enhance your color. You're all through with it. You get a print like I showed you. No changes. You crop it out. Now, you want to bring another photograph out. For an example, I'd like to bring up, let's bring Iacocca. Iacocca at the Ellis Island. He was the chairman of Ellis Island. There's his picture. Let's bring him up a little bit. Now, the color is a little weak, as you see there. So you can bring it back again and adjust whatever I want to adjust. Let's say the brightness and contrast. Okay. Get a little darker, get a little bit more contrast. What I have, I think that's just about right. Notice the change that I made, like you're working the enlarger. You could also crop it. You got a crop mark back in through here, just where you want to bring the picture down. You could crop whatever you want to do it. Bring your picture back, like you're seeing in the other photograph. I'll move it back to the center. Show you what I can do here. I'm going to bring them up just there. The crop, that's the crop mark. He will enlarge that part right there. Yeah. Also, you could get a little part of a head here. Now, the resolution won't be that good because I didn't put it in the fine resolution. Just to show you what you could do to bring up detail way in the background. There he is, his headshot. I could bring him up big. I want to bring him larger. Bring him larger. From the little head that you had. Now you see, I don't have the fine resolution, but that came from the little part. If you remember, they were doing some investigations on Tonya Harding shooting. They had this film. What they did, they put it on the disk, see, what they back into the computer. And once you have that on a computer, they could bring up background, bring enhance it to possibly wherever they want to do. Now, you want to get just Nixon over here. See this little head. If they had someone, say, way back there, they want to see exactly where that was, they could just bring up one little portion back. Crop it wherever you want to. Any mark, any place on the screen. that little one, that little area, just a little sliver, you could do that too. Shows you what little details, if you had to do some retouching, only in that little part as you see there, you could probably zoom it in, zoom that little part from the picture, and still make it larger. Still make it larger. You could go ahead right to his eye. This is what you could do with a computer. In other words, it enhances and it saves. Now, the archival thing on a situation in a CD disk is 100 years. Out of 2,500 photographs, I narrowed it down to 300 pictures on a disk that I could keep, and they could be kept forever. And any time I need a print, like here's a print that I had on the one on Eisenhower with the flag that they have here at the Hudson flag, if you remember the Hudson flag in Detroit, now it's at the Smithsonian Institute. Now see, this is this way. What you have to do, rotate. So you can rotate that picture, rotate it back to get it right 90 degrees. That will bring my picture around in the position. Now it looks a little dark. See, I don't like it, I want to bring it lighter. You go back and adjust like you're doing in larger and bring the picture lighter, more contrast. If you want, bring up the color just a little bit more. Notice the difference what the picture, what it did to the color. Almost bring it back natural. But the idea of working out what you have, you could also transmit this picture with through my modem. If I have to transmit this photograph down to the newspaper or anywhere else that requests a picture, I could transmit it. You transmit it at a high resolution. When you're all done, you can secure things, bring back everything else. But it's quite a amazing thing that you can preserve all your material on a CD disk. Here's the disk coming back out. What you just saw on the screen came from this little disk. You come back, you can put this disk back into your little file and kept permanently and stored. A separate amount of this could be also made to be kept. And you could always identify, and they're marked, preserved over 100 years on a CD disk. Computer could be used also for working on, right now I'm working on a book with Wayne State University. And I'm working to the computer. They have desktop publishing, but I could log and keep all my pictures on a file through my computer. And so far, I will have about 400 prints that are made that will be used for the book and will be done right to my computer as I select all the photographs. Okay?
About the computer or the book?
Yeah,
the computer and...
I think we can...
Okay.
Tell me, are you ready? The CD disk, must understand, is mainly for archival reasons, the preservations of your photographs. In publishing pictures, you could probably, like in newspapers, they have what you call scanners, film scanners. You can scan your negative the same as you do and put them on into your computer where you don't make prints. But what happens after they are used? You've got to preserve them. And what you do to preserve them, you've got to put them on a disk, photo CD disk. Otherwise, you have your negatives to contend with. The reason for the photo CD, it will serve two purposes. You could get quality prints. You could work like you work a little bit larger through Photoshop. You could enhance, you could move subjects. Of course, there are problems. The P people worry about, you know, whether it's legal to do it. But as a photojournalist, you do the same as you would in the darkroom. You could manipulate in the darkroom, you dodge it, burn. You could do likewise on a computer. I think the CD discs are the best situation for anyone who would like to keep a permanent record for posterity is to put them on a photo CD disc. I will probably have about 5,000 or 6,000 images that will be put in a CD disc. And that I don't have to worry about losing the quality, losing the image quality, or the color. They will not fade. They will keep forever. You can make another disc after 100 years and maintain the same quality.
Are there some advantages though to all this as far as using a computer opposed to going into the dark room? And what are some of the advantages?
Well, the advantages is that the only advantage, you don't have all the situation that you would have in a dark room, no wet process or anything else. I think the quality, once you get in a computer, you dodge and print. You can make as many prints as you want without doing manipulating and dodging. In other words, if you get, for an example, I did also, when I did pictures, on quality pictures that I did, I want to show you what I did. I did Victory over Germany. All these pictures that I already, the one I just showed you, the Statue of Liberty, which was already put, I recorded on an individual disc. If someone wants the disc to go ahead at the paper, I don't have to take all my CDs. I already did all my cropping that I had on the picture. Let me take this thing out here. Now, I took the picture, my disc is out. Now I'm working on my 3.5-inch little floppy disc. This picture has been put, the Statue of Liberty, on a disc that I already did all my cropping, all my enhancing on it already. In other words, as I work on it, like a final print. See, it's taking a little long because I got the other resolution on it. Now, see, this is my disc that I took this off of my CD disc and I put on my little floppy disc. Mm-hmm. If the paper only wants one print, see, I've been working on them all. Victory over Germany. I could take the one picture here. This is Ford in Miami. It's the Mariani ruler and Marshall Fredericks downtown. See? That's the quality.
Oh, that's great. Here, let me take here.
And I could also enlarge that, enhance it. That's from my disc.
Do you think this is going to help a lot of photographers in the future?
Well, I would say it's the only way the future is. If you want to save a color, this color probably, when I shot it, has already started to deteriorate from my negative. See? In other words,
the computer is going to help enhance photographs.
Keep 100 years in my disc, in this one here. Now this here, on a floppy little one I have here, this will not last 100 years, the one I just did showed you. This, because is a picture, if somebody wants, in other words, I did it corrected. See, I did this, a Statue of Liberty. I could just take this separate picture alone without taking all my other. If someone says, look at New York, send me a disk of the Statue of Liberty. I'd rather work out of a computer. I don't want to send him my whole disk. I'll send him this. When he's through, he could erase it, keep what he has. In other words, this is what I've been doing. See, in other words, I have another, the mother caddy, the little boy caddy, Taylor, see, in case they want this picture. All this is separately that I did. But I will never send my disc to anybody. In other words, this is something you want to keep. Because they, from here, they could do whatever they want. I'll send them this disc. See, I'll always keep my photo CD disc. Now, you saw this on the disc before. The print of this one, the little mother caddy. But these are quality pictures that you have on the disc. They're not, they're done with the high resolution.
How's the quality compared to something that's printed off a computer compared to what's done in a darkroom?
A print, when I get a color print, made from quality is better. I like the quality a lot.
Which do you prefer?
Right now, if I had to work on something myself, I could make any size print I want. But I would say, after I get all my collection done, I will prefer putting them on. I can make a print. See, already this is already dodged and burned, right? I don't have to worry about it. Look at the quality from my disc out. If I want to make a print, when I get all my stuff done, if I want to publish a book, I could do it right from here. Make a print. In other words, that's a free press. We do not make prints anymore. They're all scanned. Everything is scanned into the system, the same as they do here. But what happens, they're working on a situation. After their pictures are in their computer, they want to save them for the library. And the only way they could save them is put them on a disk after they get through. In other words, they haven't got to this yet, but they're going to get a CD disk system, which costs $100,000, a laser disk. And after they get their stuff, when the photographers come back from assignments, they put everything into the system. They scan them. Then the editors and the librarians, after they got this in the system, at the end of the day, are going to scan everything on a CD disk and file them. See, what they used in the paper will be filed. The photographers will not do that unless he has his own stuff he wants to keep. In other words, they will file only those pictures that are published to keep them on a disk. Then they want to print. They'll come back, say, a week later, they'll say, we want a picture of Archer we shot Tuesday. So they go, these are filed by date. They go Tuesday, they come back, and when they get on the screen, the whole file comes up on the screen. They'll notch in the one from the library. They'll go ahead and notch their picture. They could send it directly to the picture desk. Then a picture desk could crop and do what they want with it. In other words, they don't have to worry right now. If they have to go ahead and get a print, they got to look for the print in the library. If there isn't a print, they got to call photo, get the negative, and make a print. But once they're put on the disk, see, they're going to that system. Right now, we don't make prints. At the end of the day, right now, the pictures are killed in the computer. They got to get a place to save them.
So they don't have a place to save them.
They have the negatives. Right now, they go back. If they have to get the negative, they rescan the negative, and they're filing the negatives. So they have the picture that day. It's okay, so they'll rescan the negative, want a picture, they go back, and they scan it.
Okay.
But right now, that's the way they're doing it, because which is, takes a little longer, but it's still safe.
Yeah.
But for a faster system, at the end of the day, the librarians will take all the stuff, put them on a disk, either one of these, or they make larger discs. They make 10-inch discs. Put everything on a disc. The whole day's thing filed. One little disc. All the pictures that appeared in the paper that day are on the disc. Saved APs, staff photos and all. They file them by dates. So when we come back, they have a cross-index file. Bang, that's the picture appeared that day. Bring the disk out. The library will keep it in the library. Put it in. They'll pick up the picture. They'll send it to the picture desk via computer.
Save a lot of time.
Yeah, save a lot of time. See, right now, if I have to, I could show you. See, what I could do, see, let me give you an example. See, now, if I go to the paper, I want to go ahead. See, it says here, phone. The phone? Mm-hmm. Get the phone. I'm going to go to the paper. I want to see what I have. What I have. Now, this will automatically ring at the paper. Mm-hmm. Now, you'll listen to a phone ring pretty soon. If it's busy, it will tell you it's busy. Tries to go five.
So you could be sending something to the Detroit Free Press right
now.
Oh,
yeah, I could send something right there.
So system.
See it here.
Mm-hmm.
No,
right,
it's down in the free press. See. See now I'm connected to the paper. This line is dead. I'm open to the. I could send anybody a message to the free press, and I want to know what people have sent me. See, in other words, I want to see what they sent me, so I get back and get my messages. See, you're either coming back up here.
Mm-hmm.
See?
So it's just like a fax machine.
Well, see, I could stop it.
Mm-hmm.
See, in other words, I want to bring it back, read it from the beginning. See, it tells another, missing a pair of gloves, Rachel Jones. See, these are all messages that go into my system. Does anyone want to cover perhaps Friday night? See? In other words, these are messages that are in there. All expense account on the top tray of my desk is Marcia.
Right. Okay.
See, in other words, I get all my messages, and what has happened? These are in my queue. See, these are all in my queue. It's an assignment. In other words, he says, anyone, here's how to give assignments. See, he says, I'm looking for someone to do it Friday night. Anybody interested? I need someone by 4 p.m. And this is what the assignment calls, where he has to go. This is how they're made, where, reporter, what pictures I needed, Sacred Heart. That was down to the end, but I don't know if she got that pay overtime. That's come from the photo editor, see.
Are these directed to you or to?
No, these go in the queue. This is what she's asking anyone. These go in my queue now. These are, watch the union. This is membership for the union, the guild. In other words, you get the election. These are all messages that I read my queue. In other words, disgusting smoke on the refrigerator. In other words, everything they put, this is for the photo department. See, in other words, but this is, I could get whatever they want, four people for research. But then when you want it, I could go ahead and cancel.
And everybody at the free press has one of these.
Yeah. Well, they got a, in the photo department, they have a computer. But they have to log on. In other words, see, I logged off. This
now, you have the system here to store your negatives, though, right? To store your negatives on disk. That's pretty much
No. I have to have it done at
Well, you have that, yeah, the technology. Now, the library can do that also, right?
No, they're going to get that system. That's 100 tons.
They're going to buy their own system. So
they're going to get their own.
Okay.
They're going to do this here. In other words, the CDs are comparatively new yet.
Mm-hmm.
Must understand that. It's a comparatively new system. You're going to a little advanced stage in journalism. It's a little new. In other words, right now, every picture at the Free Press is scanned into the system. They don't make prints. If I ever come back, assignments, He has four rolls of pictures. He picks out four pictures and puts them in the system. The picture editor selects what they want. At the end of the day, all the photographers that have pictures, all the AP and everything else they have, they're all in the system. Could be 200 pictures. Then the librarian at the end of the day must take that and put them, save them. But right now, we don't, because we got the negatives. It takes a little longer, but we're going to get the idea, put them all on a CD disc, and that's going
to... Yeah, eventually you'll be doing that thing. So what about for a photographer like yourself? I mean, is this something you would recommend to a lot of different photographers out there? You can keep that on right there. I'll take that off.
What?
Is that something you'd recommend to other photographers going this way here?
It's a professional journalism. We're not talking about... for me, since I have a number of pictures that I want to keep as an archival, because I don't want my color to fade after 15 years, deteriorate, get lost. In other words, I want to save my negatives, keep them, keep the quality and everything else. I'm going to make a whole set, another duplicate set, and I'll put them in a safe deposit box. Be there for 100 years. See? Then work with the other set. In other words, professionals. Now, it's also going to hit the amateur people. How is it going to hit the amateur people? By next year, when you take your film to the drugstore, you have the option to put them on a CD disc or a print. Put them on a CD disc, a roll is going to cost you $18 plus the disc. You got 30 pictures. You take that disc home, put them on your CD player, then you can keep adding. In other words, another session. If you get another roll, keep adding until you get 100 pictures on that one disc. See? In other words, I could take these and put them in my CD player. And I could show you what I do with them on the player after this. See? In other words, I put stuff on tape. I made tape up there from some of my CDs already. Yeah, that's the problem. You could do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. In other words, if I get someone who wants to go ahead and take a look at pictures, I don't have to take an album out anymore. I take my CD player, put it in there, put them in. They can see them all. I'll show you that when we get
can
in.
Can you
there.
Add music to them?
I could add music with this. I'm going to be doing that. I'm going to tile voice. Whatever I want. See, you could also make a CD disc with music and make a disc. Rick Smolin made a Alice to Ocean. Alice to Ocean. He did a book and he's selling CD discs that he puts on here. I could show you that later, how that works. Narrations, voice, and everything else are manipulated out of a CD disc. Mm-hmm. See? Why don't you shut those lights off?
Sure, I can show those. One other question I have for you. We do that now with video. We take pictures and we do effects and things
but
like
not,
that.
Not but not like a CD disc.
What is it as far as the cost and something like that? Is it affordable now for the consumer to do something like that? To put ad narration and music and the effects? And
well, see...
For your average consumer.
Each picture costs you, say, roughly $1.75 to put on the disc. But you could have what you call a portfolio. See, I have to explain that portfolio to you because otherwise it's going to be very difficult for you to understand.
Right, okay.
But why don't we stop a minute?
Okay.
I'll take this off and let's...
Right, you don't have to talk to the camera at all. Because it's natural as we can here. Okay.
Ready?
Yeah. Well, yes. You can put your glasses all the way up there. There you go. Good. Okay.
Recently, I was approached by Wayne State University, and from the collection I had, they decided with all the material, it'd be a good idea to do a book on Detroit. Book that would be five decades. It's not an easy thing when they say they like to do a book of Detroit. That means you have to do a lot of research, preparations. You've got to go through. I went over probably over 20,000 negatives to select what I thought would be appropriate for the book. After you selected the negatives, then you got to get the prints done and everything else. Right now, I have about 300 prints made. For an example, to get them in categories, I put all the different aerials of different years. All the prints to be made standard size by 11 by 14. Then you have prints like panoramic views of Detroit. This picture here was taken before the Rent Center was built, about 1972. Shows you a panoramic view of the city. Also different views of the city to have historic monuments like the famous place of Michigan and Woodward, where you have the Kennedy Square is now in this area, Soldiers Monument, the streetcars that were still there, Kearns, J.L. Hudson's, the Majestic Building. These are all gone. Downtown is not more, but it's still to be remembered. I would say there are about at least 40 different aerial views that we have of the city, which will be appropriate to use into the book to outline the growth of the city as it went on. Not only did you have to deal with aerial views, had to deal with people. All the 10 presidents visited Detroit. You have Kennedy, the city of Detroit. Coleman Young with President Carter. Jerry Ford, Milliken, and all the rest. All these pictures to be made the standard side. Then you have your Carter downtown. But all these are together, all going to be numbered to put in the book. Historically, you want to get other things that people could remember. You have movements that come out, like the mayors, all the mayors, Kavanaugh, Coleman Young, Portrait of the Mayor, the moving of the famous Mariners Church, how they moved at one time from one area to the other on dollies, transported, as you hear, complete record of 5 decades. There will be a total of about, printed, a total of about 500 prints. After the prints are all made, then they're going to be numbered and captioned. Then the layouts will be made after we get all the material done. The book is supposed to be out probably at the end of the year, but there's a lot of work in doing the book. But it's one of the ambitions of photographers that like to do it. They like to see the things published in the book. Not only to appear in newspapers, but it's something that when you get your book, it's a permanent record when it's in a book. Newspapers are records, but a book is more of a permanent record. All your stuff is tied in together into one situation. The title of the book is not even, we don't know yet, but it's going to be 5 decades of Detroit, starting from 1940 to 1994. We'll have all the mayors listed into the book, ending with Dennis Archer, the president. We're going to have also entertainers that came here, like the Supremes, Frank Sinatra, the Beatles. All these people that visit the city became, once you see these all in the book form, you feel that Detroit was a very important city during the time. This is why Wayne State decided to do the book. Hope everyone enjoys it.
Okay, have you look at Heidi for these questions? We're to ask you a few questions here.
Sure.
Maybe you can tell us about, you know, maybe out of all the books that you've done, maybe what's your favorite book, if you have. Do you have a favorite book?
Well, no, you know, every book deals with specific people, specific subject. You like them all because you photographed them. You can't show preference over one over the other. I would say
a book that depicts all of my subjects. It's my last book called Tony's Been a Chief Photographer for Decades. That has everything into it, all the presidents, all my features, all my photo stories, the Pope, the Vatican, everything in that one book. I would say if anyone wants to see a crossword section of my work, that would be the book. I wouldn't say it's a favorite because you have other books. You have a book on Pope John, a book on the Ecumenical Council, a book on John F. Kennedy, a book on photojournalism, Project Photojournalism, which are good for students. These are all dealing with specific deals, have specific outlines for a book, like projects in photojournalism. That illustrates how I cover an assignment, what I did in the assignment, the equipment I used, how I generated the assignment. This is different. This is good for photojournalism students, which is a very fine book, but I won't say it's my best. But if you want to see a cross-section of work, I say the last book that I have is called Tony's Been a Chief Photographer. That would be one that would show most of my work that you would have. This next book, what I'm doing now, is going to deal only on Detroit and the people who visit the city. Its growth of the city, how it grew from one area to a big city as it is today. That will have about 300 photographs or more.
How do you choose some of the photographs in these books?
Well, the choice is the photographer. I will choose the pictures because I feel I shot the pictures. I will have the choice of what appears into the book. Things that are meaningful, that tell a story, that capture a specific moment in time that tells you what the picture is, it's gone forever. These I will pick to tell. The important people that came to the city, like the president, the visit with the mayor, with the people, things that will show what happened in a city. In other words, an outside person, once I get all the pictures selected that I want in the book, then if an editor wants to go ahead and edit and crop it the way they want, that's their choice. But as long as the picture is used the way I want, I will have most what to say, how pictures to be cropped and how it's the size to be used into the book. In other words, a picture that's not as important over the other, all the key pictures should be used large, all the other ones medium size. But doing the book, it's very, very difficult because some pictures are horizontal, some are square, some narrow. They have to fit the page, and some have to be cropped. I don't like double trucks where pictures are used across two pages because you have the seam in the middle, and I think it destroys something. So what I'm going to try and keep everything on one page. If you run it bigger, the size element is not that important. Knowing the content is there. Each picture must have a meaning, good content, good quality. Otherwise, why have the picture into the book?
Looking back, when you do a book like that, because you have to put a little text with it, do you remember all the things? Do you remember each photograph individually?
Each picture that I have logged in my book that I have back there have what the event and the date I shot the picture. See, in other words, every book that I have, all my negatives, this is why I got to number them when I get back to them. See, when you start printing, you have, for an example, Hubert Humphrey, Vice President, I have the date. You go back, see here, President Lyndon Johnson, see, he got 7/20/68, where he was at. All these here, then you have popular photo of Carter with VIPs. I have all her names listed, 1976. All of these have date. President Carter at Metro Airport with executives, 7/8/80. They're all listed that I have into the book that you mean. Here you have President Ford's Michigan campaign, 1776. All those are listed, and I have dates on them. So this is what I mean. After I get the book, number them, I go back. That's why there's a number on them now. I'll go back to my book and pick out the date and the information that I have on here. See, this is Labor Day. 9/7/64, Mrs. President Johnson, Labor Day. Group on platform with Lady Bird and so forth. See, in other words, I'll know who those people are. And you could get that information. As long as I have them all logged into the book and dates, I could check what I want. Everything, this is what I have to do when all these pictures are printed. They'll all be numbered. I'll write the caption down on my computer. Put them on my computer, picture number one, if there are two, with a caption. They'll all be numbered. And no matter how the pictures are scattered later, like one could be at in the middle of the book, when they're selected, they want to write the caption wherever it appears in the book, they're going to say, oh, this is picture number five. They go to the caption, they get to picture five, even though it's on the last page or whatever it is. It's always there numbered, and they can seek the caption for my book. The placement of the pictures into the book will not necessarily be the order I get my pictures together. In other words, once this is all together, editors will say, oh, this is a good, follow a theme this way, follow a book, maybe have chapters. You don't know how they're going to work it. They'll decide. There will be an editor assigned to the book, the writer. They will decide then to get a theme for the book, outline chapter by chapter how the book would want to be. In other words, they may want to go by decades. They may want to go 19, all the pictures in 40. What happened 50? What happened 60? What happened 70? They may do it that way. Do it in decades. This is what happened 1950. This is what happened 1960, 1970, 80, and 94. They may be that. And they could lead off the mayor of that decade. They may say, this is Albert Cobo. What happened during Cobo's era? What happened Kavanaugh's era? Roman Gribbs, Coleman Young, Dennis Archer. They may do it that way. They will decide how the book will be outlined.